January 19th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when I speak of the truth, I speak of a situation, a policy, or a heart in and through which I am in dominion and my commandments obeyed. This is the unity I call you to. This is the victory I call each soul to embrace. The one-world order is not my call to unity. Rather, it is the threshold of the Antichrist. Your nation is about to be transformed and weakened through various harmful policies. The checks and balances in the government that the forefathers set in place will no longer be there. This mission will be much more important to people as it stands for the security of the truth. Today, I call each and every soul to embrace victory in his heart. No law can be passed which destroys the privacy of the heart or the relationship between the soul and me, your eternal Father. Build your house of personal holiness strong in the face of the destruction of the democratic soul of your nation. Democracy may die, but if you grasp the victory I call you to, you will have eternal life. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 15. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.